Welcome to Reign of Grace. This program is brought to you by Reign of Grace Media Ministries, an outreach ministry of Eager Avenue Grace Church in Albany, Georgia. It is our pleasure and privilege to present to you the gospel message of the sovereign grace and glory of God in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that today's program will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening, and now for today's program.
I'd like to welcome you to our program today. I'm glad you could join us. Now, today's message will be taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. The title of the message, Hebrews chapter 11, is Faith, Confidence, and Conviction. Faith, Confidence, and Conviction. Now, this chapter, Hebrews 11, I'm going to begin in verse 1, is what is normally called the Hall of Faith. It's kind of like a Hall of Fame. Because in this, God the Holy Spirit, through the writer of the book of Hebrews, gives us a list of Old Testament believers, Old Testament saints, who were sinners saved by the grace of God, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. All Old Testament saints looked forward by God-given faith to the promise of the coming Messiah who would come in time, the Lord Jesus Christ, and save them from their sins by his obedience unto death as their surety, their substitute, and bring in righteousness for them, righteousness that God had already imputed to them, charged to them, evidenced by their believing. And so he gives us a list, and I'm not going to go through the whole chapter, but I'm just going to start out here showing you the reality of this faith. Faith, confidence, and conviction. And he says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance. Now that word substance means the confidence. There is a confidence in faith because it's based on a solid ground, the confidence of things hoped for. Now, the hope there is not a wishful thought. You know, many people today, when they think about hoping for something, it's only wishful thinking. Oh, I hope it comes about. But there's no solid ground for that. But hope in the Bible, the gospel hope, is a certain expectation of that which is desired. For example, I desire salvation and final glory. Now, is that just wishful thinking? Something, well, I hope, as they say. No. There's a ground or a confidence for that, and it's God's Word. Alright? And then he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. Now, the evidence there means the conviction. That's what that word means. I'm convinced of something. That's what that means. I have a conviction of it. This is not just an opinion that I have, in my view. It's not just something that I feel, but it's a conviction of things not seen. For example, I have not seen physically the Lord Jesus Christ, but I have a conviction that He's real, that He's my Savior, that He died for me, that He was buried, that He arose the third day, the resurrection of Christ, and that He ascended unto the Father, and that He lives right now, ever living, to make intercession for me, pleading the merits of His obedience unto death, His blood, His righteousness, which has been charged, accounted, imputed to me. He's my advocate. And I have a conviction that He's in control of all things, and that He's coming back again to gather His people unto Himself and defeat all of His enemies and make the new heavens and the new earth where we'll live forever with Him. I have that conviction, and it's based on the Word of God. Now, here's what I want you to see. Faith, confidence, conviction. Faith here is not what most people think it is. Faith is not just believing something. Now, what I mean by that is this. Now, don't get me wrong, and don't misquote me. Are God's people brought by the Holy Spirit to believe in Him? Yes. And we're going to see that in just a moment. Of course. Without believing, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Believing is necessary for salvation. Now, our believing is not the cause of our salvation. Our believing is not the ground or confidence of our salvation. What is? Faith. Now, faith is. What is this faith? This faith is the promise of God in His Word, the gospel of salvation, to save sinners by His grace through the Lord Jesus Christ and based on His righteousness alone. That's the faith here. It's the body of doctrine that God has revealed to His people in the gospel, the teaching. You see, the Bible says in Romans 1:16 that the gospel, the message, the evangelism, say the evangelia rather, which is the good news, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and the Greek also. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the justified shall live by faith. Romans 1:16 and 17. So the gospel, see, believing is not the power of God unto salvation. Believing is the fruit of salvation by the power of God. The gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit is the power, the dynamite of God unto salvation. The word faith has the root word of knowledge. In other words, if I'm in the faith, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith, then that means I have a knowledge that God has revealed to me and taught to me. It's not a mere head mental thing or an intellectual thing. It's the revelation of God of who He is. He's holy. He's just. He's righteous. Yes, He's merciful and loving and gracious. But He must be just when He justifies. God, listen, God forgives sin. But He cannot forgive sin apart from His justice being satisfied. Somebody's got to pay the penalty. That's who God is. He's holy. He's righteous. He judges according to truth. Now, I'm a sinner. And I'm such a sinner that there is no possibility of salvation for me based upon my best efforts to do right, to obey God. My most sincere moments of obedience cannot save me, preserve me, or make me righteous before God. My tears of repentance, my promises to do better, cannot wash away my sins. If left to myself, I will be damned forever. Now that's what the Bible... I fell in Adam. I was ruined by the fall. I was born dead in trespasses and sins. I don't have righteousness. I can't work righteousness. And if God left me to myself, my own will, I don't want righteousness His way. You see, God has to make me willing in the day of His power. That's how bad this thing is of sin. And therefore, I have no hope of salvation in myself. But there's more to this knowledge. God has revealed His grace through the Lord Jesus Christ, whom He sent in the world, His Son, the second person of the Trinity, God in human flesh without sin, Emmanuel, God with us, to do for me what I cannot and could not do for myself. And as my substitute and surety, He went to the cross and died for my sins. He was buried and rose again the third day because He established righteousness whereby God could be just and justify me, a sinner. And how do I know that He did it for me? God the Holy Spirit, in the miracle of the new birth, gave me life, gave me a new heart, and brought me to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the fruit, you see. Now, when he says this, verse 1, now faith is the substance or the confidence of things hoped for. What faith? The Christian faith. The gospel faith. The faith that God gives when he reveals Christ to a sinner. The Lord our righteousness. And what does he do when he reveals it? He brings that sinner to be convinced that this is the way it is. This is the only way it can be. There is no other way. You know, a person who claims to be a Christian and who believes that there are other ways of salvation, they don't believe this faith. They don't believe the gospel. They're not convinced because they're halting between several opinions. And I've had people, they don't go by the Bible now. They use the reasoning of men. Oh, well, I believe there's saved people in every religion. Well, you may believe that, and people may love you for it, and you may win a lot of friends and influence a lot of people, but you're not in the faith here. You don't believe the Bible. Because that's not what the Bible teaches. There's one way of salvation. I'm convinced of it. Now look at verse 2 of Hebrews 11:1. He says, for by this faith, by the gospel, by the revelation of God's righteousness in Christ, the elders obtained a good report, a good reputation. You see, and he's talking about a sinner's relationship with God and a sinner's conviction of the truth and a sinner's witness before men. And here's my witness before you. Listen. Now listen to me carefully here. I want to be the best person that I can be in every way. I have a wife. I want to be the best husband to her. I have children. I want to be the best father. I have grandchildren. I want to be the best grandfather. I'm the pastor of a church. I want to be the best pastor I can be. All of those things. I want to be a citizen, a citizen of this country. I love this country. I'm a patriot. I never have believed this country was a Christian country, but I do believe there are principles of morality and justice, freedom that we stand for. And I love this country. And I want to be the best citizen I can be in my community and all of that. Best helper. But here's what I'm saying. My reputation, which I want to be good before men, my reputation as a child of God is not grounded or founded upon my trying to be the best of anything. My reputation, my good report before God, and my witness to you is this. It's based upon the best that God is, who God is, in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know this. I want to be obedient. I have no righteousness before God but Jesus Christ crucified and risen from the dead. That's the good report. And he says in verse 3, he says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. In other words, God revealed himself as creator. You see that? In other words, I don't know that God is creator just because of my believing it. It didn't just come to me one day. No, it's because God said it in beginning. Genesis 1:1, in beginning. God created the earth. All that is said there. You know, I believe that God is the God of creation. How? Because God gave me that knowledge. He convinced me of it. I have a conviction of it. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You see, that destroys the theory of evolution right there. The things that we see were not made of the things which do appear. It's not everything evolving. No, God created them. God's the creator. And then he goes in to begin to, he lists some of these Old Testament saints. He lists Abel here. You know Abel, verse 4. Listen to this. By faith. By the gospel. By the blood of Jesus Christ, who would come in the future, according to the promise of God, by his righteousness imputed, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Now, what was Abel's sacrifice? It was the blood of the lamb. Now, there's no salvation in animal blood. The Bible says that over in the book of Hebrews here. There's no salvation in what animals are or what they do. Back over in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4, listen to this. He says, "For it's not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins." Animal sacrifices never took away sins. Animal sacrifices never made atonement before God eternally now. There was a ceremonial, temporal atonement made for the nation Israel under the old covenant. But it never saved a sinner eternally, spiritually. But those animal sacrifices all typified, pictured, foreshadowed, and looked to the coming of Christ, who is the Lamb of God. It's by His blood that sins are taken away. You know what? Abel knew that. How do you know? Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Abel realized that God is holy and just and must punish sin. Abel knew and was convinced that he was a sinner who had nothing to recommend him unto God, that if God were to judge him based on anything other than the blood, the imputed righteousness of the promised Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the woman's seed, the God-man, that he would be condemned. Abel realized that he needed the righteousness of God, the righteousness of another. And how do you know Abel knew that? Because he brought the blood of the Lamb. The wages of sin is death. Blood equals death. He was showing in picture and type, as ordained by God and as ordered by God, bringing the sacrifice, that Christ, God's grace in Christ, was his hope. You see, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. What did Cain bring? What he worked for. The works of the fruit of the ground. Now, he was a farmer. And he brought the fruit of the ground, the fruit of the cursed ground, which typifies the sinfulness of man, the best works of man. Cain brought that. And look at verse 4. It says, by which he obtained witness, Abel, that is, that he was righteous. God imputed righteousness to Abel. How do you know that? Because Abel believed in Christ. That was the evidence. Where righteousness is imputed, faith is given to receive Christ, who is that righteousness. And he said, God testifying of his gifts. The testimony of God there is God's gifts, his grace, unearned, undeserved, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Abel's dead, but he's got a good sermon to preach here. And that sermon is in the blood of the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, John the Baptist said, who bears away the sins of the world. That's God's people out of every tribe, kindred, tongue, and nation. And then he goes to Enoch, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated. That is, he departed that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch pleased God. Now, I'm not going to get into all the things that people say about Enoch's translation and all that and what happened to him and what that means for the future. I know this, that Enoch was a sinner saved by grace. And the point of this passage is that Enoch walked by faith. Look at verse 6. He said he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. What does that mean? That means without Christ. God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Without Christ, without God's grace, without truth, without righteousness, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now think about what this says. This is not salvation by works. This is not mercenary rewards earned by men. Faith is the key. What is that? That's the gospel of God's grace based on the righteousness of Christ.
Grace is something I don't deserve. It's something I never earn. And without that, it's impossible to please God. If I'm going to please God, I must be found in Christ, my advocate. So anybody who comes to God, just like Abel, just like Cain, must believe that he is. Now, that doesn't mean that you must believe that God exists. Yes, we must believe that God exists. But my friend, the devil believes God exists. What he means is this. He must believe that God is who he says he is. So when you come to God, now think about this. Go back to Cain and Abel. Cain believed God existed, but he didn't believe what God said about himself. God had already told Adam and Eve. He said, look, there's no hope of salvation. The wages of sin is death. You've missed the mark. You've sinned against me. Dying you shall die, he said. And there's only one way for you to be saved. By the grace of God through the woman's seed, that's Christ. That's a promise of Christ, Genesis 3:15, and based upon his shed blood and imputed righteousness, that's Genesis 3:21, when God took away their fig leaf aprons, which only covered their shame, and he gave them coats of skin. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness, no righteousness. Now, that's what God said. He said, I'm holy, I'm just, I cannot forgive sin apart from justice being satisfied. And the only way justice can be satisfied is the blood of the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's redemption. Now, Cain brought the fruit of the ground, his works. He didn't believe that God was who God said he was. Abel believed God is what he said he is. He brought the blood of the lamb, and he came by faith. And so he says, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Now there's believing. You see, faith is the confidence and conviction of what a sinner saved by grace believes. He believes in Christ. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, what is it to diligently seek him? If you're seeking to earn God's salvation, if you're seeking to earn your rewards in heaven, you're not seeking God as he reveals himself. You're seeking a God of your imagination. All who seek God in Christ, like Abel, like Enoch, all who come to him as sinners seeking mercy in Christ, pleading the blood of Christ, pleading the righteousness of Christ, God's a rewarder of them. And what is the reward? It's not a debt. It's not something you earn or deserve. It's the reward of God's grace earned by Christ. Now, how do you know that? Because it's faith, and that's what faith teaches. That's what faith reveals. That's the knowledge. You see, when we talk about faith being the confidence and faith being the conviction, it can't be just our believing, because we have moments of doubt. Our faith is imperfect, but I'm going to tell you something. The faith that God gives to his people in the knowledge and revelation of Christ, that's a perfect faith, because Christ is perfect. We believe it if God gives us the faith. The Bible in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then he goes on in verse 10 to say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. You see, unto good works, not because of, but unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, what that shows us is that if we're believers now, if God has revealed that faith to us, that knowledge, made the gospel the power of God unto salvation to us, our confidence and conviction is by the grace of God in Christ. And without that confidence and conviction in Christ, you can't please God. You don't believe that he is who he says he is. And you don't receive the reward of grace, which is salvation unto eternal glory, based on the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? This is the good report of a believer,
a sinner saved by grace. This is the witness. The witness of Abel. The witness of Enoch. And if you go on through the Hebrews chapter 11, you'll see it's the witness of all the saints of God in the Old Testament. It's the witness of all the saints of God in the New Testament. And those who claim to be Christian, who do not have this witness, this confidence, this conviction, this faith, they're false Christians. They believe salvation conditioned in some way, at some stage, to some degree, conditioned on the sinner. But this faith, of which is the believer's confidence and conviction, shows that Christ fulfilled all the conditions of the salvation of His people, that He met them all, and that's summarized in the phrase, the righteousness of God, that which is freely imputed to God's people and which they receive by God-given faith. We believe in Him. And it's the security of God's people. Back there in Hebrews chapter 10, the writer said that there are many those who draw back unto perdition, they never were saved. But we who believe, we who have this faith, this confidence, this conviction, we're not of them who draw back unto perdition, but believe unto the saving of the soul. That's the power of God's grace. That's the confidence. That's the conviction that can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, listen to the Apostle Paul's testimony in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12 on that, when he said, "For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day." That's the faith. That's the confidence. That's the conviction that is given by God, by His grace, through the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Lord Jesus Christ, that every true believer has as the gift of God. I hope you'll join us next week for another message from God's Word.
We are glad you could join us for another edition of Reign of Grace. This program is brought to you by Reign of Grace Media Ministries, an outreach ministry of Eager Avenue Grace Church in Albany, Georgia. To receive a copy of today's program, or to learn more about Reign of Grace Media Ministries or Eager Avenue Grace Church, write us at 1102 Eager Drive, Albany, Georgia, 31707. Contact us by phone at 229-432-6969 or email us through our website at www.theletterrofgrace.com. Thank you again for listening today, and may the Lord be with you.